question. Wait a minute. Who knows what boogie it is? That's all, huh? Well, I'll show you what it is, okay? You check this out right now, okay? Go like this. All right. 1, 2, 3, go! Boogie, baby. Boogie is what rock and roll is all about. And I don't gotta tell you too much, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm sure you're starting to get the feeling, ain't you? You're starting to get that feeling. Well, I'm gonna ask you again now that I showed you. How many people know what boogie is now? Getting better? A lot of people standing around. A lot of people standing around going, isn't that what disco people do? Listen, disco people don't boogie. Disco people boogie. And that is why they are dying and rock and roll is king for 25 years. You understand that now? It's very simple. Rock and roll is this feeling that you get when you're boogieing, baby. When you're listening to your favorite songs, all of a sudden, your feet start tapping, your hands start clapping, your toes start tapping, and you just can't help stomping around, you know what I'm saying? So baby, I'll show you what boogieing is, see if you can't check this out, alright? Go like this now, alright? 1, 2, 3! You get the feeling? Getting a little better. Well, listen, I can get real nasty. And I can get real snotty. And tell all the dead people to go home. But I won't do that. I'm going to take the time out to explain to them about boogieing. You see, boogieing is a feeling. Boogieing is a thing that happens in your heart. And right now is a time when boogieing hits you the most. When the summertime arrives. And as of Memorial Day, which is today, summertime is here! And the weather is like 105 degrees in the shade. That's the best time for boogieing. I mean, picture this, okay, man? Check this out, because this is the perfect time I'm playing here. Remember those nights in the middle of August when it's 95 degrees? 2 o'clock in the morning, it's 95 degrees. And it's so humid that the sweat is pouring off your body as you lay in your bed trying to sleep. And you're sticking to your sheets, and you're tossing and you're turning, and you're restless and you can't sleep. And you finally say, shove it. And you get up, you put on your jeans, and you walk downstairs, you call your best friend, you say, hey, yo, let's go out cruising tonight. And you get in your car, or your hot rod, or on your motorcycle, whatever you got. And you go over to pick up your friends, and you cruise out over to a 24-hour 7-Eleven. And you get a few sixes of ice cold Heineken beer, you know what I'm saying? Ice cold. And you get in your car, and you pull out. You pull out on 95. You get out on the New Jersey Turnpike, or Southern State Parkway, or Meadowbrook Parkway, wherever you live, all of those big main roads. And you start doing about 80 miles an hour, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And you roll down those windows, all the windows. Of course, the air conditioning sucks, you know? And you look out, and the breeze is blowing in your hair. And it's cooling you off, and you're just cruising. And your friend's sitting next to you, you know what I'm talking about? And he's rolling the biggest, fattest, longest spliff of Colombia you ever saw in your life, you know what I'm saying? And it passes you this giant sucker, and you take a toke on it like you never took a toke before one of those. And it's burning your throat. So you grab yourself an ice cold Heineken beer and you pour the whole thing all the way down your throat. And you're feeling real good and you're laughing and singing. And then you take out your tape of Led Zeppelin, you know what I'm saying? Led Zeppelin 2 with Whole Lotta Love. And you stick it in your tape deck and start blasting out Heartbreaker, Whole Lotta Love, Josh Rea. Then you get Van Halen, Ted Nugent, Leonard Skinner, Black Sabbath, Judas Well, now it's time for my favorite boogie, our favorite boogie, our special boogie. And here goes those scissors again. It is time for the sick mother boogie. You know what that boogie is? Well, let me tell you first of all what we call a sick mother. We call them that because that's what people have been calling us our whole lives. Every time people saw me on the street or saw Jay or Mark or Tony already on the street, they say, "Look at that sick mother." And I said, "I am proud to be a sick mother." Because if those people looking at me call what they're doing living, I'd rather be dead, you know what I'm saying? So we call all our friends SMS. You see, baby, an SMS is a person who don't give a what anybody thinks. That's what SMS is. A person who does what he wants, when he wants, how he wants, whatever he wants, and nobody stops him. So I want to see something right now. I got to know where these sick motherfuckers are. Who here don't give a what anybody thinks? Well, I knew we had you. So this time around, on this boogie, you got to go real wild. I want to see some crazy stuff going down, okay? If you feel like clapping your hands, everybody clap your hands. Huh? And if you feel like stomping your feet, everybody stomp your feet. And if you feel like screaming your ass off, let me hear you scream. What the baby do we go with the sack? Mother! Gotta know. Who knows what boogie it is? Oh, baby, we got it now, JT.
All right, look. It's getting real late. You can put your arms down, man. It's getting late. We gotta get going. We gotta get going. But I want to tell you something. You people out in Radio Land who come and see us, let me tell you something. When you listen to this broadcast on June 10th, just remember what I tell you, that the people who were at Detroit Saturday night to see Twisted Sister were some of the rowdiest motherfuckers I have ever seen in my life. And if you're listening on the radio, I want you to understand one thing that these people are doing that sometimes you don't do when you're sitting home and you go out to rock club. Understand, I'm talking to the people on the radio right now. I ain't really talking to you. But I'm gonna tell all the people out of Radio Land something. About 4 weeks ago, we had to do a benefit in Pennsylvania for muscular dystrophy. Now let me tell you something. Rock and roll bands do benefits all the time, you know, for various organizations. Well, we got this thing happening. We didn't know what it was. It was a muscular dystrophy. Now, let me tell you something. You get up on a stage and you play for people who are in wheelchairs or on crutches for the rest of their lives, and your whole attitude of life totally changes. These people could not believe that a rock and roll band would take time out to entertain them. And at the end of the night, we talked to some of the people, and I'll tell you one thing they said. They said, "Man, let me tell you, if I could stand without crutches, if I didn't have to be in a wheelchair, if nothing stopped me from being normal, I'd be so crazy when I came to see a rock and roll show, you wouldn't believe it." So all I'm asking you to understand tonight is this. What we have here is 2,000 normal people who sometimes forget that they got it all together to let it go. So forget about yesterday and forget about tomorrow, but celebrate that you got it.